The first big thing.
We are here for the public hearing for the approval of cable television agreement between Spectrum Northeast LLC and the town of Albion. Please take notice that the town of Albion hold this public meeting March 9th, 2021 at 6:30 at the Altmar Albion Municipal Building, 15 Bridge Street, Altmar, New York, regarding granting a cable television franchise agreement by and between the town of Albion and Spectrum Northeast LLC, also known as Charter Communications. If anyone wants to see the agreement, it is available to view during normal business hours at the town clerk's office here in this building. If anyone has any comments or anything, they can feel free to bring that up. We have already discussed the agreement. Are there any comments, questions? Yes.
I don't understand the agreement. What are you agreeing to for, like, I have Spectrum.
Yep.
I didn't know I had to have any kind of an agreement with anybody to have that.
As a town, we have to have this agreement based on the Public Service Commission so that Spectrum can come in, work on poles, wires, public spaces without having to get special permit to come in every time they want to work on something.
Wow, okay.
So it's, we have the ability to charge, I think it was up to 5%, correct, Paul?
Yes.
And we opted not to do that because basically they would just turn around, kick back, and charge all the customers to make up that difference. So it would have, nobody gains anything from it, really, in the long run. So that's what it's all about. And it's this is for a 15-year agreement. We could have reduced it to 10 years, but they have to have, it's a requirement of the Public Service Commission, and just makes sense. Paul did a pretty good job of explaining it last meeting. I know you weren't here, but do you have anything to add to that, Paul, to make it make more sense for everyone?
No, basically, if you impose a franchise fee, not only does the cable provider have the opportunity to charge that back directly to the people who receive the service, but they can also deduct that amount off of the money that they owe in real property taxes for the facilities they have in town. So they benefit actually in a couple of different ways because they are not paying the town anymore. Unless you charge the rate that was so much in excess of what they would pay in real property tax, it exceeded it. But again, that would come out of the pockets of your cable TV subscribers, which is also something that anybody who receives their cable or TV services through other means such as satellite does not have to pay. So basically you're creating a subsidy from the cable TV customers to everybody else in town.
And we have to not to do that. So there's no money exchanging hands in either direction for this agreement. Any other questions?
That's locked in both ways for 15 years.
Yes. Well, as with anything, you know, I mean, there's those clauses in there where,
well, like any other corporation, they'll sneak these little fees in on you. If we got those doctors, is that
this is nothing to do with your programming or anything like that. This is simply giving them the right to come in and be able to work on the poles and wiring and things like that.
Excellent.
Without having to get a permit to do that every time they want to come into the town.
It's also probably worth noting that this is a non-exclusive franchise. If they grant it to this company, any other company who wanted to come in and provide similar services to the town is perfectly free to do so. It does not prevent anything.
There's no limiting anybody else that wants to come in and provide service. Okay, with that said, any other comments? Questions? Oh, all right, here we go. So we can have a vote to approve this.
Motion to adjourn.
You can't, right, you can't have any action on it in the public hearing.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn the public hearing, move into a regular meeting. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we will open this meeting of the Albion Town Board, regular meeting. I call it to order at 6:36. So now we approve. All right, so at this time, we will vote to approve or not the franchise agreement between us and Charter Communications. Do I have a motion to accept the franchise agreement?
Motion.
Motion made by Lonnie, seconded by Dick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Although aye, but I have a problem with the 15-year clause. Just to note that, our last two for 5 years. Please.
Did you all have a chance to read the previous two monthly meeting minutes?
Oh my God, there are a lot of minutes.
Does anyone have any comments, changes, problems?
That includes the workshop on January 8th, the organizational minutes on January 12th, regular board meeting on the 12th of January, February regular board meeting, and special moratorium on February 23rd.
We already approved the organizational meeting minutes, but that's fine. So all of those that she mentioned.
Still move.
Accept. I have a second.
Second.
Moved by Rick, seconded by Dick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve? Before this meeting, we did a town audit of the town clerk books. Make sure that we get that in the minutes that we did that, and we all approve of that. So I have a motion that we approve the town clerk books.
Motion.
Motion by Dick, seconded by Lonnie. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, get some of the business paperwork out of the way. We'll move right into Mike Maxwell, our assessor, because I know he has another meeting to go to.
I handed you a handout. This is how Corey at the county ran the impact notices. If you look where it says prior rate under the county, it showed that the tax rate was right around $10 and change per thousand. Once we increased the assessments, that rate dropped to $7.11. Then you go to the next line, it's the Albion Town, the tax rate was $6 and change. Once the values got increased, it got to $4.50. APW School went from $16.85 down to $12.14. Pulaski School went from $25 down to $18. And then you got the fire and the light, which are, you know, pretty common. So once they compile these rates, they then, you go to that second page that I gave to you. The name on this was, this is actually one of your notices, but I scratched out the name because I didn't figure that would be. For this person's assessment, 2020 was $62,000. Current year, it's only $62,000. So the market value in 2020 was $74,699, and the market value now is still only $62,000. So after they compile all the rates, had this assessment been in place last year, he would pay roughly about $600 less in taxes. You're going to see some of these, and they won't call. The ones you're going to hear the most about is the one on the next page. I have a problem with this notice the way it's written, because under that net change where it shows, it's stupid because it's not apples to apples. And you'll see how it is on the next page. It doesn't, the only place it should show the change is on market value. It shouldn't show it on the assessed value. The assessed value, one of them was at 100%, the other one was at 80-something%. So really, the change there doesn't mean anything. The market value, the last line over, is really where you want to look. So on the next one, obviously, this one, this is one of the ones where there was a lot of activity that either I missed or somebody missed or whatever, but there was a lot of stuff there that didn't get on the roll before. So the assessment in 2020 was at $39,000, now it's at $195,000. And the market value was roughly almost 47, now it's 195. So the taxes on this individual property are going up $2,454. That would be the lease that could go up. Every property owner will get one of these notices. The first wave has already went out, the rest will be out by the end of the week. I'm sending them out in batches. Everybody will get these. The following page has got a lot more information on, that will be printed on the backside of all these notices. I will try to explain this the best I can, but what you really want to have everybody understand is market value. Don't look at anything else other than that, that's where the change is. The assessed value, that change means nothing. It's really, what's market value in 2020, what's the market value now, and then you'll see if they got a change. The average assessment probably went up somewhere around 30%. So if you went from 70 to roughly 95 to 100,000, you probably wouldn't see much of a change in your tax liability. Next page is all the information that to get a hold of me to schedule meetings. I get a little blurb about what the sales are from, when they're going to be used for the first time the tax levy is going to be used will be the 2021 school, then the 2022 town and county. The phone number is there that they call, and the only dates and times are mentioned there will I answer the phone for people from Albion, because obviously I have notice going out in another town. The other thing is I left a copy of a questionnaire with Amy, if somebody wants to come in and fill it out, why they think the assessment's in error, they're more than welcome to. They can also send a letter of essential facts to the town. They can email me. The other thing is all the assessments are updated on the Oswego County ImageMate file. So if you Google Oswego County ImageMate or Albion, you can look up everybody's assessment in the whole town. There's also a listing here that Amy has. There's also three books right there. I'll give you guys a couple of these sales books with all the sales that we have. They'll be here. So if somebody wants to come in and look through that, they're more than welcome to. When they call me, I will go over the sales that I am using. If they want a copy of it, I will mail them one. The biggest thing I'm thinking there is please be patient with the phone calls, as there's only one line. No voice messages are going to be used, and there's going to be no in-person meetings at this time. Now, the second part, there will be in-person meetings in May. I have to sit with the roll for 4 days in May. So I put down the 4 days, and I'm going to be here 17th and 18th, a Saturday, and then on June 2nd. I will be here if somebody wants to come in. We can go over the assessment. I give more information. There is a problem with Green State, talking with the VAR. We got to change it because I didn't realize people are working, so we're going to have to change that. But the in-person meetings in May, the only difference between them and the meetings now is once you come in May, if we make agree on what the value should be, you have to sign the stipulation. When you call me in the next couple of weeks, I will review the assessment, I'll change it, and then you're going to be sent a notice the first week in May when the tentative roll comes up. So if you come in and say, hey, Mike, I think this is wrong, that's wrong, I say, okay, I'm going to change the assessment from 100 to 90. May 1st, you'll get a notice saying the assessment has been changed to 90,000. Then it will list the dates and times that I'm sitting with the roll, and also list my grievance days. If you still want to take another bite of the apple, you're more than welcome to come in those other 4 days and sit down, and we'll go over it again. But if I make any changes then, here's a stipulation. You sign it, you're not going to see the Board of Assessment review, because that's it. The other thing I can tell you is I will be very, as helpful as I can with everybody, and I will be, if somebody calls up and wants to be whatever, I will hang the phone up. I just won't listen to, I will be as bent over backwards to help anybody, because I do realize this is a, you know, most people, they only go through this a couple times in a lifetime, it is tough. I don't envy anybody who's getting a tax increase. Taxes are a nightmare for everybody. But on the other hand, the way I look at some of this, let's take, for instance, this gentleman whose taxes went down $600. So over the last 5 years, he's paid $3,000 more in taxes than he should have. He doesn't have the money. The gentleman that underpaid the $600 has the money. He may not know that he has the money, but he has the money. So there's two ways to look at it. The other thing is, I know you won't get a phone call from the minus 600 town board. I know you're going to get calls from the plus 3,000. The bottom line is, what I ask everybody is, what do you think the property is worth? And the taxes are what the taxes are, because none of us have that much control of what taxes are. We do it to some extent, you guys do it to some extent, but I certainly don't. So, I mean, roughly on $100,000 in the town right now, you're probably looking at, I'm probably looking at 713, pretty close to $30,000 if you're in the one school district. If you're in the Pulaski school district, you're probably looking at $32 to $33,000. So if you have a $100,000 property, you're gonna be paying anywhere between $3,000 and $3,400 a year in property taxes before any exemptions are taken off. Now, all of the letters also give people the exemptions. It'll show them if they have a star, enhanced star, senior, ag, veteran, and they'll be calculated in there. The star exemptions will change, because what's going to happen is they'll give us a funky rate by sometime in May before, no, they should give us before May. It should be before the tentative roll comes out. No, I take it back. It won't be until after the rolls, I think it's in June, they give us a different rate. There's some formula that they use to figure out the star exemption. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's supposed to be 30, but it might go to 32 or 33. And the enhanced is supposed to be 16, and it might go to 62 or 63. It's a changing level times the rate. It's a formula that I don't keep track of. We can get it from our liaison once everything is set. Now, the liaison that was working with me, they took a survey of all the properties, and they estimated the value was at 1.03. So what they said, that we're about 3% over what they estimated the town to be worth, which is good, because that means we have a little leeway there. If we lower a few here and there, we'll be back down to right around 100%, and that's pretty much what we're going to declare for the town. And the sales are still coming in hot. Just 300 Barber just sold for $170,000, and I estimated it was about $140,000. I don't know where the money's coming from. I don't know, but they're still coming in that way. Another sale out on Barber. They sold house there sits on that little pond size slate with the two lots, and the house sold for $335,000. It was assessed before, somewhere around 190, I think, altogether. So, I mean, anything with land, 10, 15, 20 acres, and a decent house on it, the sale is 150 to 250,000. So, in double wides, if you look through the catalog there, and I'll leave you guys these two copies, she has three to leave here. I mean, even that stuff back in the, I don't know what you want to call it, they're back in the Detweiler, whatever that mess was out there, a couple of them sold for $70,000-$80,000. And there's no electricity, it's a goat path, but that's what they sold for. I mean, here's Albion Cross Road. The building is 546 square feet and 3.5 acres, and it sold for $94,000. I mean, I... 55 Castor Road, 10 acres, 420 square feet. I mean, it's like a box. That sold for 80-some thousand.
Clearly, Albion is the place to live. Everybody wants to be here. Good place to sell.
The double wides are what it really has taken up too. I mean, the sales in here, 86, 113, 116, 137. They're just across the board. All of them, the average double wide is in decent shape, 13, 14 under square feet. They're all pushing 100,000 now. I don't know if anybody's bought lumber lately, but go buy some, you realize why some of these prices are the way they are, because my understanding is 2x4s now are pushing $6-$7 a piece. So.
That's true. We were just looking the other day. Buying some stuff at school.
So when they call now, I'm going to give them like 10 or 15 minutes. I'll review everything. This is what we have for the house. It's so big, bathrooms, bedrooms, heating system, so much land. It's going to be up to them to tell me why they don't think it's worth that much. And I'm really good. If I make a mistake, I ain't got no problem changing because I'm not that perfect. I've been doing this for 30 years and I realize I oversee things. I looked at probably 6,000 houses between beginning of August till the end of November. So if I didn't make a mistake, God, I'm really good and I know I'm not that good. So, I mean, I will back away. Houses that are not done on the interior, if somebody says, hey, we've got a couple of those capes that they buy and usually the upstairs isn't finished, I want to see a picture. Because what happens is 2 years later, it sells and sells for $50,000 more when I got assessed for it because the upstairs is finished. So I would prefer they show me a picture of the upstairs. And again, if you guys have something that you see that you really think I should take a look at, just email me and I'll address it. Everything probably has to be cleaned up by about the 15th or 18th of April from this first round, because then they get the tender roll ready. That'll come out on May 1st. That'll show all the changes that I've made from these hearings. And the other thing from the hearings, values can go up and values can come down. If Mr. Smith comes in and says, hey, do you realize that Mr. Jones has got a camp back in the wood, and I Google it and I find a camp, I can raise the assessment just as well as I can lower it. After May 1st, it's a little hard to raise them, but before then, I can still raise them. And I will. I'll try to be the fairest and do the best I can to my ability. But and I did find a camp. I'm not going to mention where it was, but me and the escape made a beeline back to it under circumstances that it was pretty ruddy. And I don't know if there was ever, I'll have to go over it with you. I'll send you a copy of where it was, but I Googled it and it was showed up on the aerial. So, and they had already paid $240,000 for the original house and land. And it's back in on a, I don't know if you want to call it a pond, an overflow or something that's back in on, but that's neither here nor there. So that's pretty much where we stand. The in-person in May, the reason I don't see any reason why we have to do it in person right now. I can talk to everybody on the phone. I can mail them information if they want. There's going to be information here left if somebody wants to come in and look stuff up. In May, hopefully things will be more opened up. I will be completely inoculated by then. I'm getting my second shot here in another week. And I'll feel more comfortable because I have a few little heart conditions and I just do not catch anything I don't need. And I'm sure a lot of your online stuff is great. I mean, you can go online and look up and down the assessment rolls. If you go in, you can find properties that are sold. If I tell you, you know, these are the properties that are used, you can actually go in and Google them. There's pictures online on the county website. So there's a lot of information there. I know a lot of your seniors aren't going to be able to. And those are the ones probably going to want to see maybe a paper trail and I can mail them stuff. But that's pretty much all I've got. Anybody's got questions?
I know we have one question. The time when you sent out these packets that you're talking about, or letters?
Well, there was a little glitch. I asked somebody, I said, do we have, in doing a revaluation, there's guidelines. And I said, anything under 80%, you don't have to send out the impact. You can, but you don't have to send them out, and there isn't as much protocol. So then he said something to me, and we got back to what she said it was 85. Yeah, one of the other liaisons told me 80. So I was under the impression what I was going to do is put Hastings out first, then put yours out, so the two wouldn't kind of be like this. But, so then I've already started putting some out, so we're covered. There's nobody gonna give you any heartache about this whatsoever from the county or from the state.
But like back in January, I had to fill out the paperwork that you had sent me because you had said we were eligible for up to $5 per parcel during the rebuild. Are we still?
Yes, you're still in those guidelines. They're not gonna, I've been doing this for 30 years. We've done everything by the book. Notices already started going out, and actually the assessments were online as of March 1st. All the new assessments have been online since, I think they've been online 2 weeks. I've already had three phone calls from some of your property owners already. I don't know why they were online looking up assessments, but they were. And they called me wanting to know why I raised their assessment. I go, I'm not discussing that now until this letter comes out. So, yeah, this.
Have you got a question?
You have mailed them now, Mike?
The 400 went out, the rest of them are going out. They're going into mail. Did you get yours? Okay.
Is it alphabetical?
No, well, what I did was to help with the town. Aaron and some other people have 8, 10 parcels. I bunched all those together and got those all out. It was like a couple hundred of them. And then the single ones are going out, another bunch of out tomorrow morning, and the rest will be out by Thursday morning. But there was 300 or 400, I think it was 1,400 altogether, and I think we were only down to about 900 that we actually had to do single ones for, because there was a lot of, believe it or not, a lot of property owners with a lot of parcels between all the state land, Christmas Associates and people like that have 8, 10, 12 parcels. I bunched them all together, posted, she had the bill. No, I don't want to post them, those things, I understand. But I mailed all those out, so they've already been in the mail. I would think you would get yours, I mailed yours out Friday or Saturday, so you should have yours by tomorrow morning.
Why not send them all out at once?
Just a matter of labor getting them stuff into the mail, that's all. It's just a matter of getting them out, and normally, the normal procedure, even Hastings, we're putting them out in things because just don't want the whole volume to go out, because everybody in the borough is gonna be using the same phone line to try to call, it's not gonna work, so.
You mentioned that you don't think that there's gonna be any problem, but I showed you the law, the real property tax law, 51, I can't remember what the number was. You got 60 days that they have to be out prior to the tentative roll, which is May 1st. That would bring it back to March 1st, what you mentioned. I talked to the state, Devin has been in conversation with you, right?
Yes.
She said that they were mailed out last week, that there should not be any problem with the $5, because the town gets $5 per parcel, you're aware of that?
Yes.
Right?
Well, up to $5.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't hold your breath and go spend the money.
You're pretty sure, you said you've been doing it for 30 years, you're pretty sure that we'll still be entitled to getting that state aid?
Yes.
Okay.
They've never went out, on all the projects I've ever worked, they've always went out with like the first 10 or 12 days of March. They've never went out by the first. And it's not a drop dead situation.
Okay, well, that's not what the state.
No, it's in the, right.
Communicated with me, but as long as you're good with it, I mean, you know, what are the 1,300 parcels here approximately?
Yeah, but boy, then you take away all the state land and the.
Yeah, well, 13 times 5 would be 6,500. We could just hold back that. If we don't get it, we can hold back that $6,500 out of your salary for doing this, correct?
Okay.
All right. I mean, fair is fair.
I wish you held off, because I'm sending out second notices next, you know, by Friday. Unpaid for people. And people are gonna be so.
We don't want him to hold off, so.
They get a letter saying their assessment's going up, and then I'm asking them to pay their taxes, then all my people are gonna be.
Yeah, the sooner the better, I guess, Mike. Is what, Katie, is it Katie and Devin from state?
Yeah, and I can also tell you one of the other towns I did, we did it by the book, and there wasn't any money there, so, it's, that $5, they've been very stingy about that money, very, very, very stingy about the money. I don't know any of the towns that have ever gotten more than $2.
We always got it.
Yeah.
We always got $5.
I can tell you right now, this is the first time this town's revaluation has been as thorough as it's been, because it's never been this thorough, they've trended every year before. They've never actually went property to property to property. And that's the same thing in Hastings.
I don't understand.
While trending, what they did was, the market went up 5%, so they kind of moved everybody 5% and kind of made a little magic, and that's what they did. They never did the extensive one that I just did. And I can tell only because of the changes that I've seen here and in Hastings, and the people work together that did both of these two towns. So, in Hastings, I have commercial properties that are going up $23,000 in taxes because they left out half the inventory.
We have all three of the Board of Assessment Review members here. Do you guys have any specific questions?
I do. Did you go to every single parcel in the town personally?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone I could get to by driving or right away, obviously if it's rear land, I didn't get out and walk to the rear land. But everything that I could get to with my four-wheel drive.
So you just drove by, you did not contact the homeowner?
Oh, no.
Well, when they did a reval several years ago, and it was Denise, they came to your house and looked inside the house to do a reevaluation of the property.
We didn't.
It's turned up in several places.
That wasn't in there.
But they did.
There were properties I had to get out and remeasure, because there was obviously permits that either got missed, or they didn't have them, or something had changed dramatically, there was stuff that I had to get out and measure. I probably measured 50 to 100 different properties. But first of all, nobody's gonna let you into their houses 99% of the time, and I'm gonna let you in anyways, so. No, I'm just saying, but that's, and that wasn't part of the whole, to do this update, was not for me to, if you wanted to pay me $40 a parcel, I would have went to each one, got out, measured it, went inside and all that, that was not part of the agreement.
So you just did drive, that's your thing.
It was more than a drive-by, I mean, we looked at the property, took pictures, updated the pictures, updated. There was a lot of changes that I made with inventory, whether there was garages that were missed, buildings that had come down. There was, and if Denise did such a great job, there was three mobile homes out on
She did not.
22 that weren't even on the roll. I don't know where they were, but they weren't even on the roll. And there was no one that I brought up to his attention, there's two mobile homes on whatever the road is out here, remember I told you to go back in, there's two mobile homes there that have been there for 10 years. Never on the roll.
How about the enhanced star, when people move on to, and they're still getting enhanced star, who handles that? They don't live here, they live in another township, they're still getting enhanced star, why?
If their mailing address still shows up as their property, they're down to.
It shows right where she left with her son. Yeah. So who do you go and get that straight now?
We'd have to send them a letter and deny them the enhanced star. But that's really, even what you're saying, they're living with their son. You can be in a nursing home for a year and still get the enhanced star.
I know that, but she's living with the son. She has for quite a few years.
Who's living in the house?
Nobody. It's been vacant for years.
Well, she.
There's a lot of land there that they're getting.
Yeah, but she still. That's a touchy situation, because she still could say she can come back there. She may, that's, we can take it away, but they can still fight it.
Yeah, I mean, I know nursing homes, yes, you're allowed it. You do not live there.
All right, other questions? Because individual things aren't really, this is not where we're gonna talk about that.
You send me the information, and I'll look it up, so what they're showing for mailing address. The mailing address is different than the property address, then we can deny them.
Anything else for Mike? Those photos, you will update the county with the photo that you took?
They're already on the county website. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. County legislator. Herb.
Thank you. We're still on the wire like we have been the last year. It's still everywhere. The town of Redfield, I think they had the entire board gate the other night because of the COVID.
Really?
So it's still on our county, but it's honestly down. We're doing a lot of testing. On March 5th, we had 155,611. And 3 days later, it was up to 157,588, roughly about 2,000 in 3 days. We're doing a lot of testing. Right now, as of today, March 8th, we had 179 active cases in the county. 3 days ago, it was 172. So that number, it changes every day. And I heard it dropped, the age went down to 65, and I heard today they're going to drop it down to 60.
Start tomorrow.
Yep, for your, to get vaccinated. That's, that changes so much every day, it's unreal. The kids' sports, parents now can go to the game, home games, two people. But you can't go to Hannibal and watch a game, parents can. But my son could go over and not that I could come to that game, that was legit, but he couldn't go to Hannibal for that game because it was inside the game. A lot of parents are upset over that. I don't blame them. And I'd like to love to go watch the games myself, but you can't. I think that's going to change. I think it changes every day. Next week, it may be a lot more to go. Here is rabies clinics that come out for this year. I gave one last year, and about every day got changed. So hopefully, they stay pretty well. But I got the letter the county about your moratorium on the solar panel. I read that, and then the county last week, county legislature meeting, they passed a resolution roughly talking just about solar panels and all that, and what the county's trying to do. So what I did is I made happy that resolution so you can see what the county is doing. Because that thing is changing every day too. At the county, a lot of times the township will call up and say they want an agreement within 3 or 4 days. The county wasn't ready because they had notifications. So now the county's kind of doing something, and you might be able to check with the county. I know you guys are thinking about it now. Putting a moratorium on the panels is probably a good idea. Let's see, figure out what you're doing. That's about all I got on this. I gave your town clerk copy of all of that.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
Any questions for Herb? Thank you.
Okay.
Paul?
Good evening. I handed out my report to the board of the town clerk prior to the start of the meeting. If I had the opportunity to, so you could all have that in front of you. First item, of course, is about the Tug Hill Commission offices and staff, and that is unchanged. We're still working at 50% occupancy level of the state office building. Those work out of the state office building. Of course, I work out of my home, and they're typically trying to hold it less than that to try to minimize contact. The governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public meetings, or hearings via means such as Zoom has been extended through March 16th. I'd be happy to help you with any of your future needs on that. North Shore and Salmon Rivers have now started using a contractor to assist me with meeting coverage, especially on the busiest meeting nights such as tonight. It's one of my busiest nights of the month. Vern Summit is assisting me in this. Vern is a supervisor of West Monroe, which makes him really well suited to working with towns and villages because he has a year already attuned to municipal issues, so I think Vern will do very well. Vern is up in Orwell right now, or should be, I'm ready for him. He's presenting this report, similar report to the Orwell Town Board, and I look forward to getting his report later, and I'll zoom on up to Orwell if you're done in time, but if you're not, I'm confident that Orwell is in good hands tonight, so. On a busy night like tonight, I have three meetings tonight, one I'm not at, but Vern is not at either, it's the Cleveland Village Board. And we're gonna try to work it out where we can rotate between all of them. Of course, the current zooming complicates things a little bit more because sometimes I would leave here early and go up to Orwell and then I'm kind of locked in. And that makes Vern an especially valuable help to me at these times. The Tygo Commission's next meeting is scheduled for next Monday, March 15th at 10 a.m. via Zoom, and the details are available on the Tygo website, tygo.org. Next month's meeting will be on Monday, April 19th, and we try to rotate the meetings through the entire Tygo region, and we've had the Tygo Commission meet here in the past. The April meeting right now is scheduled to be held in Central Square, and that's kind of up in the air because we're not sure what things will look like between now and then in terms of us being able to have in-person meetings, but we're currently trying to feel our way through having an in-person meeting in Central Square on April 19th, and it will probably be extended via Zoom as well because the room capacity will probably be fairly limited. So we will let you know more about that via the Tygo website and the Tygo Times as we get closer to the meeting date. And the last thing I have to report to you is that Tygo Commission has several interesting webinars scheduled between now and the end of the month, including on conservation on Tug Hill, primer on highway and highway issues, letters from the Tug Hill lawyer, which is kind of historical. And I'm sure many of you remember Dave Eichhorn. He's going to be doing a webinar at the end of the month on our changing climate and local weather. And Dave is just a really fascinating guy, as we've ever had a chance to hear him present. So I would recommend him as well. And information on all of these, including how you can RSVP in advance, is at the Tygo website, tygo.org/upcomingworkshops. And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Questions for Paul? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Ted, yeah. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here for a minute. We had a pretty busy month when you guys break down, but the 2010 blew the turbo last week. It's back together. We got it actually back to the barn yesterday afternoon. And we've had to put brakes all the way around Sneaky in 2007. That's all back up to par, 100%. Been real busy, that's basically it. You know, get a lot of complaints about mailboxes and all that stuff, but that's normal.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yep.
You mentioned that you used the place out on 104 there towards Maple View, right?
Yes.
Because the lawns wouldn't come out here.
Right, they're not owning the shops. You gotta bring it to them.
Right. So we would have had no way to get there.
Right. We would have ended up paying a toll bill to get it to them. Number one. And
right.
You don't know when you get it back. You just don't know when you're gonna get it back either.
Are you happy with these more local people?
Well, yeah, no, they've always done odds and ends for us right along, and they've been real good. Steve's had them before. They got right on it. I mean, they were on it, and we got it right back. That I was impressed. But that could have been a problem with that truck for quite a while, because that truck has been really going through the fuel. Well, it's going to go through the fuel. It can't burn it. You know, the turbo is not working. It's just going to dump it. That's what it's been doing. because we've had that regen redone. You had it once all done with you, and I just had it done. So we had $16,000 into that, when maybe if it was caught the first time, we wouldn't have that. So, you know.
Plus the extra fuel.
Right, the extra fuel. I mean, that truck really goes through fuel. Now you can see why. That thing had, but that turbo hadn't been working for quite a while. So, you know, it was a situation where it had to be done. That's the way it is. I mean, it wasn't going to be any good to us that way.
Yeah, I think it's good too that we got somebody local that can do that.
Right, that's what I mean. They're right here. I mean, the Longs will not go to a shop right now. So you know, we had two trucks that we wanted them to look at where, them guys sat right there and looked at both of them for us right there and charged us when you put it on the other truck because he was already there. So, you know, that was good of them because they charge every time they plug one that machine in, you get charged. Yes, you know, but no, everything else has been pretty good. I mean, we had a couple of bad nights where it got down to one truck, a little stressful, but we got it. But other than that, we went through a lot of sand because at the beginning of the year, it was all ice mainly. And when it's ice, you use twice the amount of sand. You know, you got to sand both ways. You can't just go one way. You got to cover the road. So we did go through a lot of sand. So, but we're in good shape. I mean, if you got any questions, I mean, we've been working.
I have just a couple things. And I talked to you last night about that agreement to spend highway funds. Did you find that?
I didn't find that, but I want you to run that. That's going to be easy anyways, because I'm going to be talking with Kelly.
Here.
I want to get something done with the village, no matter what goes on.
Now, if you'll notice, when you read that, you have to do it right now.
Right.
When you do read it, it says that forms are included. But I didn't get any forms. That's what I got. So I had assumed he said.
Well, I can go right over and see Kurt about it. Okay. We can get that thing right here.
Yeah, that's got to be.
Yeah, then I get it right down. I got to go over and see Jim Kelly anyways to see if we still get the same amount of price of what I got last year.
One other thing that I had talked to you last night about is there's a couple of webinars coming up for equipment through NIMR.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to look at that?
Yes. I'm going to have them guys get right on that. We'll set that right up with them out there, and we'll get on a couple of them so that we gotta have them, you know,
because that's free stuff.
Right, it's free, and it's good for them to have it. It's good for them to set and go through. It really is. You know, we just at the beginning of this season, you know, we didn't have time just to go sit around and watch TV.
And the last
really thing, I mean, like, we were kind of pissed. If we didn't get Stinky going, we were in a lot of trouble. Got us through this year.
The last thing that I specifically have is we've talked a couple months now in a row about the townwide spring junk pickup.
Yep.
And kind of wanted your opinion.
Yep.
Like putting a.
What do you want to do about it? Like have a certain day that they put it out by the road, we go around and pick it out?
Or have a dumpster at the barn and they ramp it. But then you have trouble regulating. That's what Henry mentioned.
I would rather do the pickup myself. Yeah, because then the next thing you know, I show up in the morning and in the middle of the night, I got a bunch of crap out there. I'd rather have it to where I'm picking it up in the trucks and the loader and I see what's going on, or somebody goes with us and sees it. You know?
That's what Henry does now. He used to have the what do you call it, dumpsters. But that's when, I can't think of the guy's name, across the road, lived right there, and he monitored them. But after a while, they started putting regular trash in there, and that's one thing that you'd have to mention in the write-up, that it's non-organic, you know.
Right.
Right, and so many tires, you got to make sure you put that down, too.
Yeah.
Put so many tires out.
So it's something you...
Yeah, definitely.
Something around.
Right, I definitely do for people.
I noticed 1 year or 2 years, I don't remember what we've done, but
You gotta remember the law, as soon as that stuff hits the side of the road, anybody can pick it up. So you gotta have a date to put it out there and a date it's gonna be picked up, because there'll be people going through with other people's garbage side of the road. It's just unreal what they look for. If you don't, they'll trash it, throw it all over the place, you know, Rick, we went through it.
Well, what you have to do is do certain areas, you know, mark, okay, these 3 days, we're gonna be picking up this corner. These 3 days, we'll go there. That's what we'll have to sit down and figure out. You can't just throw dates out there.
Down Elgin, you can't just put it up.
No, you can't do it in a couple of days.
And just like you said earlier, the price you took before is rough. That lumber, anything like that, you throw other people gonna pick it over to use it.
I think you found that you needed two trucks, right? One for metal.
Yeah, that'd be the thing to do. Take, go right with two trucks loader, and that way they're even separated, and you don't have to worry around. That's only be the way to do it.
Down the road, I'll get with you.
No, I have no problem. They should get something out of what they pay here.
Questions for Ted?
You guys work in the inventory, update the inventory?
Yeah, we will now that we're slowing down. Absolutely. You know, I know you guys wanted that. We got some of it there, we gave it to you, but we haven't had, we really haven't had anything. Last night was the first night that we had every truck back together. And then we got them all washed and ready to go.
I know during the mud season, and actually, that's when we ought to plan that pickup.
Right, coming up.
In between a lull, before you guys can get out and actually start doing stuff.
Yep.
Maybe that garbage can be hooked up then.
It'd be, at the end of this month is when we'll switch back to one crew, you know, one shift. And then that way there, everybody's there. So that'll be at the end of this month. So we're gonna do that. We'll have to plan it for the beginning of April, which is the worst time of the year.
Yeah, some point of training and.
Right, it's crappy.
Mud.
Yep, no, absolutely.
Never mind that well covered, but that's the well, the water problem is. They said the county put some stuff over top of the well covered, but.
No, we got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we got it.
That doesn't require meeting the certain junk pickup. We can just do that. We can just work it.
Yeah.
We're gonna wanna put it in the paper where you wanna be on such dates.
Right, that's what we'll have to just figure it out. You know, we'll get together and just figure out, you know, this corner, that corner.
Spend the day on that way. Have you, this came up with Nymer, the drug testing. I know you guys are doing it, but have the employees been trained on why they're getting drug and alcohol tested? And with that, they wanted to know, I sit on the Nymer DPW committee statewide, we go, and what's happened is they had, I'll be perfectly frank, they had guys that tested positive. Normally, that's termination. Well, they never been trained on what they were expected to do, and they have to sign in, so on and so forth. Have we ever done that? We probably never did.
No, but you know, this is something that irritates me about this whole show. Part-timers have never been, and you know, other townships ain't getting hit with it, so I think it's a crack of shit, is what I think it is.
You mean the drug and alcohol?
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I think it's foolish myself. I mean, if you're a permit, if you're full-time, that's a different story. That's understandable, and they gotta do it. But this part-time stuff, I mean, we're lucky we can get help. They look at you and tell you, that getting your ass, and then we're, you know, what do we got? We don't have nothing. We can't get anybody in this township that wants to work anyways.
Yep, do you want a druggie driving?
No, but that one's there, do get tested. When they're driving the trucks, I agree with that 100%. 100%. All my guys have been tested anyways, they're all clean. I'm not worried about it.
No.
But I just feel it's a little different. Why isn't everybody?
Well, they're supposed to be. You know what I mean? But this is one of the things that come up at the committee.
Right.
Down in Corning, and.
But Doug, they got the same insurance and what's going on. They ain't heard nothing about it. I see. But I understand. Hey, you guys want it? Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that it will be. You don't want to say that too long, because.
No, I know, but you know, it's a different story when it's full-time and part-time. which is understandable.
I'm more worried about this full-time.
Right.
And it's about a half hour, I believe, but I don't know what the class is.
Yeah, I've never.
You could do it, you know what I mean? But you're supposed to have, so you have reasonable suspicion.
Right, if I think that they're on it, absolutely, I can call.
You're supposed to have that as well, so.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
Please, sorry, chief. I wonder if that, they would come do at the barn, a training you need, yeah.
If they do, yeah, it'd be something to look at.
I talked to them, but I don't think that they offer that. I'll ask them again.
Don't we have to take that sexual harassment training course again here soon? Como's got to take it now, don't we?
Sure, yes, but yes, we do have to.
Soon, though, isn't it? Like next month?
It doesn't have to be.
Oh, I thought it had to be at 1 year at a time, you know, couldn't go over a year without it.
I don't know for sure, but I believe it's within a year.
Only with a meal.
Forgot what you were taught last year?
Yeah.
No, I know, that's what I mean, we've got to sit through that every year, that's kind of foolish, I mean, geez, there's three.
We got to do right to know and bloodborne pathogens.
I do it twice a year. Geez, you can't even be friendly with somebody if you're sexually harassed, joke. You know what I mean?
Really?
Anything else?
One other thing that they brought up, and I did, they mentioned, and it's page 252 in that red book, annual report is supposed to be done by the highway superintendent to the highway supervisor. We never did it. I don't know if you ever did, Aaron. You know, and what that is townships, localities got caught taking their junk to the junkyard and getting the money and bringing it back and, you know, coffee fund or whatever, you know, that kind of.
Well, I always brought it right to the meeting, Aaron, I brought it right to the meeting and handed everything right there, so I don't want to give me any shit on that.
I didn't look into it much, but you might want to do it on page 252, just look at it, just make sure that it covered.
Yep, no, I won't, because I don't take nothing, and when I do, I let Aaron know when I was doing it, or, and I'll let Mike know.
Well, and give him, they say you're supposed to do it monthly, but I think annually, it says by the 20th of January, but it should be in the minutes too.
Geez, it should take more money to drive a dump truck down there for what it would take for months.
Like that.
Yep.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep, I'll see you guys later.
Take care. Dog control, Steve.
Yep.
This Simon Road deal that got into with the nutcase, dog being surrendered to us, and I think it's time that we notify 911 and all law enforcement that we don't receive surrenders. And this particular case, it was, I took care of it because the dog was starving to death and the guy is wacko and we don't know anything about it, but we can get into an awful lot of the expense of the town if we start taking surrenders by the police or 911 calls and said it's a surrender, you've got to go, because everybody, once they start learning, they want to get rid of it. Three or four calls, people want to get rid of their dog, and I say, no, we don't, you take a dog that you had and you want to get rid of it.
Right.
And that's basically what, yeah, it's a little bit different, it was a health problems and all that here with this one, so. Ended up, I had paperwork files from the police report where he surrendered the dog to the police, and they surrendered it through, again, to me through the police report. So we didn't have any problem, and Ags and Markets said it wasn't an Article 7 issue, so I could do what I wanted to do with the dog, you know, hallucination, give it to whoever without an option fee and all that from them. So the guy that who has the sister to this dog took it, I called with him, have a signed release to him, and he's responsible for the dog and all of care taking in, the no bills would come back to us or anything. So that's all in paper and ready. It was quite a handful to take care of with this guy, and I was real sick at the time, so.
You called me. You probably don't remember because you were sick.
Well, it was rough go there. But anyway, going back to another problem we issued, and then back when Rick was on, some of y'all remember it, the trailer park. It's not really, that's a private area in the trailer park. I get calls from people in the trailer park and I get mad and they're gonna go to the town board and say, well, I won't come up there and pick up the neighbor's dog. And I've been through it before. You remember it when we got into it? Someone who owns trailer park, it's their landlord's issue, not the individuals that live there. So I just wanna make sure that comes up to a point that once they come out of the trailer park and go onto the private property around it, then it's our issue. But between Coho Lane and Chinook Lane, you dump this and get into something, that's their problem. It's the trailer park's problem. We can't do anything about it, basically speaking. So that's all I got.
Okay, I do have a couple of questions for you. Number one, I keep getting these dog enumeration things. Is this something, you know more about it than I do. What's your opinion? Should we do it? Should we not do it? We do have a certain amount of money in the budget set aside for it.
Well, if you do it, you have to get an individual to do it because it's not supposed to be the dog control officer. Well, it shouldn't be the dog control officer doing the enumeration.
We'd have to hire somebody.
Yeah, and they've done it in the past where they've got individuals to do it.
Well, it's right there, that information. That's the company that does it.
What's that?
What I gave it to them.
Gotcha.
Came in the mail.
So they would come in and do it?
All they need to know is the roads.
Yeah. It gets expensive though, Mike, before you get done. If I remember right, Rick, it costs us like $1,500 or $2,000 to do it.
Dollar a dog, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then, you know, now there's a set fee besides. Maybe you want to check into it, see if it's something
reasonable.
I definitely, in your situation, some of the board situation here, I definitely wouldn't restart it for this year. I mean, but the new board and stuff, so it's a couple of years they're going to.
And then the other thing is, we just found out today, and luckily Amy is on top of her game and made a copy and everything. We got to do that dog control agreement again for ag and markets.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a repeat, same thing we just did.
Got a signed paper. I just got the copy from Orwell again. Wellston has been taken care of with me, so I had asked before about it. So we need to just sign it. Amy will have it there. I can go down and sign it tomorrow when I do my other stuff or whatever.
Okay, do you want me to read the whole thing or do you want to just? Okay. It's the same agreement that we did in the fall. So can I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
Motion by Delani, second.
Second.
By Dick, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any other questions for Steve?
Close. One thing, Mike, it's not dog business, but I got to get out of here myself. I'd like to bring it up June 4th. It's a couple months away, but we're having a politician's ride. The legislators and some of the others are coming up to ride the trail system. They're very much interested now in tourism as of putting some money into the trail system, signage, and the problems we have with the highway that we had, fixing some of that. So if anybody here wants to ride that day, it's on the board, on the machine, we'll work it out from something. It's Friday, June the 4th, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And I don't know if some of you have seen the new flyer. We changed a lot of rules in the club, noisy machines, the big machines and stuff are unneeded.
Amy, you want this?
Yeah, maybe. Thank you.
Got a couple Cadillacs for other.
Yeah. Targets. Bullseyes.
You did say you made a lot of changes, right?
A lot of changes.
You're not going to be able to have the big side-by-sides.
Anything over so many pounds won't be allowed on our trail system. Exhaust limits are 100 decibels. We have a decimal meter ticket. No boom box radios and that stuff going on.
It's interesting you say that.
No dirt bikes.
One night I was trying to talk to Aaron, we were standing outside the Elmar Hotel, and a guy with a four-wheeler pulled up 2 feet away from us and just had that thing, his music cranking so loud, we couldn't even talk. No regard whatsoever.
That's good, it's on open four-wheeler, blood down the beat, and the other day I had my trailer behind me, and this guy pulled up beside me with a pickup truck, cut me off, so I couldn't make the turn, out of beat me out of the way, I was quite parking lot. He had the boombox, and wow, even, you can feel it vibrate right in my truck, and he's inside the cab by himself with the windows rolled up, how the fuck can you go like that?
I don't know. It wasn't there.
No, it wasn't there, no, this guy changed.
He wasn't skinny. Okay, any other things for Steve? Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
Okay.
If more than I think, no more than just the ATV or four-wheeler.
I don't know. Or if anything else.
We should be in front and make an announcement. 14, I've been here 14 months, 15 now. Second time, two months in a row. Is that good or bad?
That's all I can.
It's all good, we're done. Okay, I am kind of glad you're here because we had nothing for February, so she didn't have anything to do with cemetery. But Jesse did contact me yesterday, in fact. And he obviously has done all the maintenance, pretty much anything he can handle. He's done all the maintenance on the equipment for the cemetery. He's always gotten parts, oil, anything to do with that stuff through Casanova equipment. Well, they're gone. So he mentioned to me yesterday that he's been doing his own personal stuff and he's been getting everything online for much cheaper. And he wanted to know if we wanted him to do that for the cemetery equipment, use the online stuff. Correct? He talked to you about it, I'm sure.
How would he do that? He'd have to pay for it out of his own pocket, right?
Yes.
Or I could just put it on my card and then just build a town for it rather than having to do that.
Yeah, the tax would be the only problem because we're not going to.
Well, he has a certain, he has one website that you're dealing with and get a tax exempt certificate through them.
That's what I was wondering if we couldn't just
set something up. Depends on who he's on.
I'll talk to him a little bit more.
I think that would be who would do that instead of. I don't want to see somebody spend their own money and then have to wait a month or two to get reimbursed.
True. Okay. I'll follow up with them and we'll plan on doing that. See if he can get to do the tax exempt.
Yeah. It's no different than what Amy does with Viking. All the office supplies are gone the same way.
Right.
Well. Mikey's highway.
There's a Viking office.
Anything else for Brenda? Well, thank you. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Code enforcement. Vern, before you go into your talk, if you don't mind, he had approached me and I think sent everybody a copy of that local law. Well, just today, Rebecca got back to me on that. And there's some changes that she would prefer to make because that's the law from 2017. And you have to actually refer to the changes, and that paragraph was missing from this particular law. So she wants to make a couple changes, which I talked to Vern about before the meeting, and he said as long as we do it at the next meeting and then have it approved by the May meeting, that's fine for him.
Public hearing, right?
Yeah. So, but what I'll do is get the changes from her before next meeting, and then we'll be able to set the public hearing and be set from there, if that's good with everybody. So we won't spend a lot of time on that tonight. I'll be more prepared next time. Okay, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
February, kind of slow month, had one permit renewal. It took in $75 in renewal fees, issued one certificate of occupancy, two certificates of compliance, and I have been working with several realtors and property buyers. We got a lot of construction gonna happen this spring. Like Mike had said earlier, people are buying this property like crazy. And I've already seen two sets of commercial plans for cabins and rentals and a couple of house parcels that, you know, very large houses. And there's gonna be a lot of construction going on this spring. I can see it. And that Sloperville split, I looked into that a little bit, and that looks like there's a good potential there for some property value increases.
Yeah, that's the one she contacted me and I.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the end of the road?
No, it's the 47 acres owned by the Barnard family. They're gonna split it into three parcels. We got some new stuff going on there.
Yeah. We don't need to spend a lot of time on this. This is just something I'm proposing or bringing up. At what point do we need to start thinking about actual zoning for the town? Or shouldn't we? We should not.
Well, it's been tried and it never seems to work out well.
Okay. That's. I don't know about it. It seems like you hear about stuff in other towns.
Those would have to go through the planning procedures in order for the board to be obligated to approve this.
Well, there's the rub in that, yes, a zoning policy would be presented by the planning board, but we do not have one. Yeah, and it's unlawful for the town board to act as a planning board for the purpose of administration of a zoning policy. Because it conflicts with due process. If someone doesn't like your policy, they come to the planning board to discuss policy. And if you turn them down, then they can't appeal it to the town board.
Okay.
So probably don't want to delve into that on right now.
Okay. Thank you for the info. I didn't know. Anything else for Vern? You're going to hang around, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you get.
Just nudging me if I fall asleep.
Buddy, you're up.
Well, you know, last Monday we start court again. Same procedures we started last December. 10 people total. We're getting notifying the people because some of the stuff has been going on for a year. So getting some of the people in. Biggest thing we've had lately is inspections. The state shut it down, brought it back December 1st, didn't tell anybody. They're all figured they're exempt. And then I must have 20 of them already. Just inspections. But anyway, and the other thing is, what we're looking at is we're trying to come up with a viable solution or what we can do. I have two cases. One was the old junkyard down there on 48. He's got a problem. And the other was Bubis. We still hanging out there. Both of them are about 2 years old. I think we need to get with Rebecca and find out if she's got anything going on with the Bubises.
You know, 2 months ago, she told me she'd have me the information the next day.
I remember seeing she come in here one time, and you and I talked to her about it. Right. She was going to jump onto it, and maybe she didn't jump that hard. I don't know.
I will definitely try to follow up again.
That's the only thing we can do. I mean, if it comes from you, if I contact her, she just, you know, just probably double charge.
Questions for Buddy? Thanks.
You're welcome.
Fire Department. The monthly call report for February were, they had 15 calls. The beginning of February, check register balance was $30,547.04. Monthly expenses for February were $1,605.71. So the checking balance moved forward to March was $28,941.33. I actually have a thing under new business, but I think I'll move it up and talk about it now underneath the fire department, because it's for the fire department. It is for LED lighting for the fire department. I got a quote from BP Electrical Services to install, I think, did I give all you a copy? I did, correct, yeah. To install 52 new RAB LED 4-foot lamps at 5K color to replace all lamps in the truck bay. Lamps would have a 5-year warranty and a 50,000 hour lifespan. Labor and removal of old lamps included for a total of $995, which is significantly cheaper than the other company that we had in here. And this is a local company as well, so I'm in favor of that. And to even further offset that $995, Burn has made a generous donation, personal donation of $250 towards that cost. So that reduces it even further. In my opinion, it's a no-brainer, but obviously it's got to go through the board approval as well. So any questions or comments about that?
I'd make a motion to accept the bid and award it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can I get a copy of those? From both, from BB Electrical and that other company.
Here you go. Oh, that's the BP.
Okay.
And thanks, Vern, for the generous.
Absolutely. Yes. It's a big deal. And we took, we had $10 left from Carl's plaque and flowers. There was a combination of money there, and I had given that to Bill as well. I thought that was the best use for that. So. Any other questions for Bill for as far as the fire department's on he's here? Comments, you all good?
Yep, everything's fine.
Okay. I have the NOPA report here. I'm gonna be straight up with you. I don't even know if I'll be able to read it. I honestly can't even, I don't know what it means. So I'm going to skip the first one because I don't even know what it, and then the second one is CD comes to term in April, will put in community bank. Tim Hubbard takes leave for 6 months. Place all that was responsible for Melissa Frazier. Need to hire 2 paramedics, and they're going to have a meet in person next month. I really have no idea what that means.
About hospital landlords. For 2 years, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I came up with. So I apologize for not being able to read that, but I don't know what it's talking about. Amy, you're up.
Well, I'll try to read through the rest of the PowerPoint that she sent and make it look, you know, like you knew what you were saying. All right. I didn't take in a lot last month. February total taken and dispersed was $55.50. The town got $42.50. And Ag and Margaret got $13. I issued 11 dog licenses, 8 renewals and 3 originals, and 1 certified copy of a marriage certificate. Sent out 8 dog license renewals for March and 4 late dog licenses for February and gave it till the 12th of this month. It's supposed to be 3/12. Sorry about that. And petty cash is at $25 as of February 26th. Not much is going on.
Questions, comments, or any? Can I have a motion to accept the report?
Order.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, supervisor's report. Interest on our money market account was $206.47. Justice fees and fines in February, $2,093. Clerk fees, 20. Building and junkyard commits, 310. Other compensation for loss, $476.19. Unclassified revenue, $202.84. And those were those, we get one from Frontier and one from Vonage. And,
franchise fees.
Franchise fees, like, yeah. Came to a total of $202.84. And dog licenses of 55 for a total of $3,363.50. Highway money market, interest, $26.02. Our disbursements for the month, bi-weekly payroll out of the general money market, bi-weekly payroll number 3, $2,315.90. Bi-weekly payroll number 4, $2,457.40. Abstract number 2, $11,244.50. Comptroller didn't get us the fee in time, so there was nothing for that month. I'm sure they'll make up for it this month. General pay number 2, $7,174.85. Teamster Health and Hospital, $1,148.40 for a total of $24,341.05. Out of the highway money market, abstract number 2, $22,359.39. Highway biweekly payroll number 3, $12,635.42. Highway biweekly payroll number 4, $15,225.23 for a total of $50,220.04. Our account balances as of 2/28/21. General money market, $2,010,474.31. General checking, $38,842.64. Highway money market, $313,507.61. Highway checking, $35,626.58. Trust and agency, $12,827.99. Cemetery, $168,972.26, for a total of $2,580,251.39. Questions? Comments? Motion?
Second.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Audit of the general bills. I did not bring the abstract with me to any of those. Any questions or comments on the general bills? They have a motion to accept.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Who seconded?
Aye.
Thank you.
And the highway bills. Questions? 22 and 23, that was Sander parts, I presume? The accident? Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I mean, without looking at up here.
You said 22? That was parts for the 22.
22 and 23.
22 and 23, one was for the 2016 and the one was for 2010. I think the chain was for the 2016. I think that's the 20, bill number 23.
And 27 was for breaks for the...
Yes.
That's the most seven?
Yes, that's stinking.
You know what 20 and 29 was for?
Those were parts for those trucks listed, 20, the 07, the 10, the 16, and the 2020. And same as the Warrens, but there was also a pressure washer and a hose box.
You have, you asked that if you'll start writing this stuff down. As those electronic computerized ones that we have no clue what it is.
From Parker's, he's written down, and on Warren's, she has them written down.
Yeah.
On the bills.
Yeah, just tell us what it's really for, like, the standard parts and so on, and then it was going there, the truck went off the road, so on and so forth.
You want it more?
Just what it is.
Okay.
What it's for.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, cool business. To set a date for the solar and wind public hearing. My original plan was to do two of them at the same time. Yeah, not at the same time, but you're going to do one right after the other. But since we're going to put the other law off for another month, I think we can do this one sooner. Although we have to have... it's got to be in the town paper at least 5 days before the hearing. So my original thought was, naturally I don't have, what did I say today?
It's the 23rd, because that is the Tuesday.
Yeah, the 23rd, would that work for everybody? 23rd at 6:30, public hearing on the solar and wind. So if you get that, if you were to get that to them tomorrow, it'd actually be in the paper for 2 weeks.
Right. I'll have to tell them to do it right for 2 weeks. Paper comes out Monday. I get it in the mail on Monday.
Okay. March 23rd. Yes, Tuesday, March 23rd. Okay. 6:30. And we got the approval, which I had already sent to you, from the county, that we can go ahead and move forward with this. So that will allow us to, this will be local law 1, 2021, and then that'll give us time, over, we have 6 months from then, to come up with what we want to do long-term regarding solar and wind. And apparently, according to her, just that other places are having questions too, so we're not alone. I think part of that's because the governor opened it up to make it so easy now for these companies to put in things, and they're just running roughshod over local municipalities.
I got one in the room today about what we talked about before.
Mm-hmm. We don't, I've already talked with you guys about the CD type of thing. We don't really need it.
Well, the supervisor checked on availability of CD at a higher interest rate for the taxpayers, and please make sure that you enter that into the minutes, Amy. And it would be my vote to just keep it where it is in the money market, because we're not adding any additional interest unless we go for 14 months.
Correct.
And I don't want to tie up any money at that time to make 0.10% more.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we would actually, if we did tie it up 14 months, we would make a half of a percent.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that there's really no sense in moving it. And how their numbers are tanked, I'm telling you right now. The lady from KeyBank even told me today, she says, the numbers are just ridiculous. Nobody's investing. At least not in CDs. Okay, new business. Need to adopt this public employer health emergency plan for the town of Albion that Paul and I put together. I did get some feedback from Jim Holland back from the union. He had no problems with how it was written. He was comfortable with it. Didn't have any suggestions for changes. You guys have had plenty of time to review it and make comments and such. So, we don't have to have a public hearing. It's just something that's got to be adopted, put in on the shelf in there so that we say we have it. And can I have a motion to adopt the public employer health emergency plan for the town of Albion?
Motion.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do you have to send anything into the state for that?
No need to file it.
They just asked us to adopt it, put it on the shelf. So that's exactly
available and inspection.
Yep. Okay, you probably noticed that the flag was not there in that island the other night. The rope broke, came down. So I had asked Jesse to take care of it. He went and bought some new rope and a new flag because the old flag was somewhat tattered. Wasn't terrible, but it was definitely frayed. He started to try to put it up and realized that it definitely wasn't safe to lean a ladder against that flagpole and go up there. So he's arranged with Ted. I think he told me town of Warwell has a lift truck and they're gonna be here tomorrow morning. Maybe it's Williamstown. I couldn't remember. Anyway, they're going to be here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to help them run that up and take care of that. So we will have a new flag up as of tomorrow, I hope.
What school is the place you have to be? One of us.
Can you get it? Then we were going, he was going to use the loader, and there's no way the loader will reach. Plus, he would have had to just stand in the bucket, go up. So, look, take care of it. And the last thing that I had under new business.
Could you use the fire department?
Did you think of that?
Well, you didn't think of it.
Now that we're coming into better weather, I would like to get the mulch, at least start talking about getting the mulch on the playgrounds and get that opened up, get the padding on the basketball hoop and get that back up so we can get those things open and get the kids out there using them. So basically, I just wanted to put a bug in everybody's ear that that's going to be coming up. At the school, we have the mulch. We turn it over 3 times a year, just using a rototiller, which is a requirement. You have to churn it up so it doesn't get hard. And it seems to work pretty well. There's no special requirements other than they prefer the, you're not supposed to use pressure treated shavings or mulch. Other than that, you can use whatever mulch we want. So I know that'll make Randy happy because he's been after me to get that playground opened up. And so have some local people who mentioned it to me too. They want to see it up and running. So I would definitely like to get that taken care of as soon as possible. Any other new business? I forgot to ask anybody if there was old business. I apologize. Any comments from people out there?
Playground was open today, Mike.
Sorry?
The playground was open today. There was 4 people and 2 dogs out there.
Was it?
They climbed over that snowbank and jumped over the fence.
Yeah.
Nobody picked up that after themselves.
Nope, they. Well, we all discussed it.
What?
The Nimer.
I just assumed that I had 2 of you, I guess, so, and Rick refused himself.
Yeah.
So we're gonna proceed that way.
All right, you were involved, right?
Yeah.
You saw the, for Nimer?
Yeah.
That we went with, okay. Okay, so that's, we're just waiting to hear from them on the final.
Did they talk to you, Aaron, about doing the inspection, the x-ray and so on, so forth?
No.
I didn't think so.
No inspection, no.
They said that they, if they, we did that, and obviously, and found of them, that they would raise the ante, of course, but.
No, they didn't.
I haven't heard from her, from, I knew what they were gonna propose.
All right, motion by Rick to adjourn, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, everyone.
I don't know, he said they're such a different, I have no idea, they are for sale, I have no idea.